All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, a member of the Nation Network of podcasts and delivered by DoorDash. 1 hour of straight hockey talk with Dan, Rick, Tyler, and Bag Milk starts now.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Oilers Nation Radio, episode 163. We are reporting live from the Nugent Hopkins studio.
That's not bad.
Well, I mean, it's a placeholder. We can do better.
Probably.
We'll get better.
We could sell it as a sponsorship thing.
Infinite Patience Studio.
I like that.
That's better.
I also, so last night they did a little feature on Infinite Patience, and then I made a stupid joke that they don't call Ryan Nugent Hopkins horse because he runs fast. Seeing people connect what the joke meant in my mentions in real time, it was fun for me. But first, that has nothing to do with today. I mean, it could. Ryan Nugent Hopkins, good for you, buddy. Good for you. As we always do, we start off the podcast with a delicious debate from our friends at Oodle Noodle. Delicious, and therefore, by the way, I'm just noticing you got a new arm on that there, Mike, on your
How cool is this,
table.
Eh?
I like
Congratulations
that.
On your new arm.
And then when you go to like edit and you want it out of your way, you just...
See, it's, when that's cool.
A nice though, visual medium for the listeners.
I bet they have that at radio stations. That's where he knows.
We do.
Did you steal that on the way out?
No, we got it. Oh, this is a brand new one. Look how smooth this is. It's so nice and greased up.
If we complain about it, though, a little bit, my request when we were setting up the podcast studio is that I wanted those kind of arms, which is just like a springy arm since this is a podcast. I wanted them to come down from the roof.
Yeah, that'd the only dope. Problem is that then when you're shooting video, there's an arm in front of everyone's face.
Then we would have to get some lapel mics or what are those called?
Lav mics suck. I can't stand those lav mics. They're the reason our first pregame show of the year didn't work well.
Or was that just a Tyler problem?
No, it was not a Tyler problem.
This segment brought to you by ABC Sound. Get all of your needs on the Calgary Trail. The building isn't there anymore.
Oh, I used to buy CDs there. You could get two for 30.
There you go. ABC Sound.
That place was fantastic.
It was.
Are you saying ABC?
I think, isn't that
one? A&B Sound.
Oh, A&B Sound, yeah.
A&B
Sound.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Now we can get sued by whoever owns that stuff.
No, that's a free plug for a building that no longer exists. So I guess
the building's still there.
It's not a... There's no more records playing.
Well, this is Nation Radio episode 163.
Tyler just owned it already.
R.I.P. A&B Sound.
Tyler, back to, Sound.
Tyler, back to the Oodle Noodle Delicious Debate, please, sir.
Yes. Oodle Noodle Delicious Debate of the Week.
Delicious.
What's been... What's been
hot box?
The biggest positive from the first four games of the Oilers season.
Dan, I'm starting with you.
For me, it's been the goaltending. The goaltending was something that I think we expected to be a little bit of a sore spot this year. And through four games, small sample size for sure, but through four games, we've got pretty consistent goaltending from the two goalies, Mikko Koskinen specifically. who I was surprised to see do so well against Arizona last night.
Rick?
Can you word that question again for me?
The biggest positive from the Oilers' 4-0 start.
I don't know how you don't look at it and go that somehow, some way, 97 and 29 have gotten better.
Yeah.
Look what somebody they're doing right now.
Oh, it was Lars Kaiu, former guest of the Oilers Nation Radio. He made a joke that Connor McDavid is going to win the most improved player this year. And I like that because how do you stop him?
You can't.
You can't. Like, look what they're doing right now. They have not played a good game yet.
They
a
haven't.
Bit sloppy.
They have not had their A game once.
No.
They've been a little bit sloppy.
And it's ridiculous what they're doing right now. I get how there's other good things on this team, but the fact that the best players in the world have somehow taken a step forward, I don't know how that's not the biggest.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now. Connor McDavid, 4 games played, 6 goals, 5 assists, 11 points. So I think even Dan was the lofty one with his season predictions at 150-plus points. Even that made
he was 135. I'm 150.
Well, then you may be shy.
Yeah, you may be shy now. He's on a pace for 164, I think.
Isn't that more than that?
He has more goals than the Montreal Canadiens.
We need some Yaremchuk math here.
If you connect it to last year, maybe that's
Yaremchuk math.
We're going to guess and check and try to figure it out live.
Yaremchuk math.
11 Scott points is. In 4 games divided by 82 times that. He's on pace for, I think, 225 points.
We're going to have Dan double check that. We're going to do some...
225 and a half.
How many games were there last season? 56?
56.
56.
Yep. And he had 105 last season.
Yep.
Yeah. But this year so far, he's on pace for 225.
That is insane.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Got it.
He's going to slow down eventually. Maybe.
Maybe.
When he's 37?
Well, okay. So shout out to the schedule makers who gave us Calgary, Vancouver, Arizona, and then they spliced in a little bit of Anaheim just to make it nice to start.
I mean, to be fair, Vancouver and Calgary both have playoff aspirations.
Sure.
Well, yes.
Arizona's terrible.
Yeah, Arizona I guess. I suppose.
Arizona's so bad. I've been making so much money betting against Arizona this year.
So here's the thing you know what? We'll finish the delicious debate first, and then we'll go into last night's game. Tyler, what's the biggest bright side for you so far?
I like Dan's point. I like Rick's point. I also like the point I'm going to make. The third line has been great. Like, this team desperately needed depth scoring for the last couple of seasons, and to see the way this Fogle... Derek Ryan is who I wanted to say, and Zach Cassian line has been rolling, has been awesome. Like, they're a perfect blend. I love the crash and bang and the speed of Fogle and Cassian. They both have decent hands. They can both score. And then Derek Ryan is just this guy. You don't even really notice him out there, but that's perfect. He's like a calming force next to two Tasmanian Devils, and I think that's awesome.
And that's exactly what Ryan Pike told us he would be when they signed him. 10 to 12 minutes of non-event hockey, and I think that's great.
Yep.
Did Calgary wake up Cassian?
Maybe.
I think Cassian might have woken up himself.
Kissy Face came out, Kissy Face was like crazy eyes. It's the 2020 version.
Yeah, Kissy Face is the new 2017 Cassian.
2021, chops. I guess, whatever year it is.
It's the new chops.
Yeah, it's the new chops.
But I would say with Cassian, you've seen a guy that the crowd, like we said it the entire lockdown hockey and bubble hockey, this guy needs people in the building to get jacked up.
And I hated that though, because I thought that was a lame excuse.
I did too.
So, I thought it was, because again, he never really came out and like used it himself.
No.
But I didn't like people using it for him, because it's like, man, there's other players, like no one gets a crowd. It's not like he's the only one. But I'll give him credit for the way he's come out and really shown some energy.
He's
this year.
Matched his goal total already from last year with 2.
How about
and
that?
He needs one more point to match his points total from the last season.
How about that pass from Nuge on that one goal for Cassian, though? Perfect. Unreal. Butter.
Saucy.
Nuge is just growing an apple tree out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. We're going to get to him in a minute, though. Just to wrap things up, I'm going to say the biggest positive for me, just to not be repetitive, I'm going to say our boy Zach Hyman. You know, sure. I think that for a lot of us, we had high hopes of him coming into the season, but to see him produce right away has been awesome. And last night, scoring a shorty, then he follows it up with a power play goal. This guy is going to get so many power play goals just parking himself in front of the net and waiting for Connor or Leon or Nuge or any combination of those guys to just set him up for a tap in. It's the best.
How realistic to think we're going to get a lot of short angles this year now? Because if you look, they pay really nice with the sports books.
Did you see Darnell Nurse, I think, was a part of 2 or 3 odd man rushes on the PK last game?
I tweeted last night, Daryl's playing forward out there.
Yeah, wow. But only on the penalty kill.
Well, but that's been something this team has had for a while with Tippett, especially. Back, they're aggressive, but they just, I don't think they've had the same horses that they do now on the PK, which is Hyman and Nuge, and then Ryan and who?
Yamo's been killing.
Yamo's been killing a little bit.
So, I mean, you got your speed right there already. And
this
then
is scary. This is starting to turn into a scary team for other teams to play against.
And again, like, we have not seen their A game yet.
No. Yes.
They have not played a game where I sat down at the end and went, whew, Oilers were the better team tonight. Like, against Arizona, they obviously were because Arizona sucks.
But the start was sloppy.
Yeah, they all have been. Calgary, they couldn't defend. Vancouver, they blew a lead late. And Anaheim, they couldn't keep pucks out of their net. Every game has not been great, but they're winning.
Yep.
And if they win tonight against Vegas, I get that it's early in the season, but you would have already built yourself up an 8-point cushion on the Golden Knights. I checked the sports books. Edmonton started the year at 5-1 plus 500 to win the division. They're already at plus 175.
Well, yeah, they shifted as soon as Mark Stone went, down with an injury, it shifted a little bit, and then Pacioretty sunk them in the bookmakers.
So I was writing the GDB for today at OilersNation.com. The Golden Knights, like, the Oilers have a very good chance to win tonight. Yeah, I know Vegas didn't play last night, but still, the Golden Knights are going to be without Mark Stone, as Dan said, without Max Pacioretty, without Alex Tuch. Like, those are some big holes in the lineup.
Well, and what Vegas had as a strength previously was their depth, and the next guy up was equally as good for four lines deep, but they aren't that way anymore. They've got the misfits, and then it's just kind of existing.
We're still plus money to win right now.
Man, I'm so tempted get super greedy and take the Oilers on the puck line, like plus 280. It's such a homer thing to do because, like, it's not a smart bet, but, like, again, if the Oilers had played four great games coming into this one, I'd honestly be sitting here being like, you know what? This might be a letdown spot, right? Yeah. Scheduled loss. You played four great games, back-to-backs in Vegas. But you consider that, again, haven't seen their A game yet. They were a great road team last year. They were 7-3 in the second half of back-to-backs last year. Vegas is banged up. Vegas is playing bad. I'm like, man, they might actually win tonight.
By two goals, eh?
Can you, like, that? The payouts are so good.
Look at you getting greedy.
I know.
If you could see Tyler's face right now, I don't know if he's ever been happier than when he's betting on sports.
That's juicy.
But admittedly, I had a very good night last night betting on the Oilers.
So did I.
McDavid over 2.5. Incredible. We're going to have negative odds on that soon enough.
They're already not the greatest.
So they've already...
Comparing to last year's, they're already...
I got it at 350 last night.
They've, in the past, they would have McDavid to get 1 point, at least at, like, minus 300. They don't even have it up anymore.
Looked yesterday, it was up on the book that I use, and he was minus 650 for 1 point. Like, there's no point in putting money on that.
Well, yeah, unless you're putting an obscene amount of money on that.
Yeah, exactly.
But we use the same book, right? And, like, I'm looking at... He's not there anymore now. They pulled him off. So, like, you can go over 1.5 and it's minus 167. Like, what? Again, the juice isn't even worth the squeeze at that point.
But if you're going to bet on him, though, to get over 2.5, should you not just sprinkle some on 1 and 1.5?
You could, because you're, like, hedging in a way. But, like, if you're going to bet on him to go over 1.5 at minus 167, just go bet on him to score at minus 111.
Yes.
McDavid to score a hat trick tonight's only 19-1. Like, that's insane that's only 19-1.
This wasn't on my list of things to talk about, but based on how he's playing so far, the working on the one-timer, working on the shot, all of this, do you think there's a legitimate chance that Connor wins a Rocket Richard?
I think the Oilers will, and again, I'm changing from my prediction already, but I think for the first time since Lemieux and Jágr, teammates will score 50 goals in the same season. How can you bet against that right now, the way they're going?
Well, but do we think that this team is going to do what they've done so far, where they're going to split up Dreisaitl and McDavid for road games and have them together for home games?
I think so. Sure. I think it's smart, too. I think it's a really, really smart play.
Well, it's what they did in 2006. The Oilers team, when they played at home, played that run and gun, fire it all up and down the ice. And then when they were away, they would play the trap
coaching,
game.
Coaching strategy.
You're trying to change your strategy.
Yeah, it's something out there that you can use. You better use it.
Let's walk through the last week since the last episode. So there's been three games we've talked about a little bit. Battle of Alberta last week. Nothing better than beating a Flames on a Saturday night.
Dude, did anyone else want to crawl through their TVs about 30 seconds into that game? I was losing my mind.
Why?
Because it got chippy early.
Oh, yeah. They were feisty. So that brings out, I'm going to bring up yesterday's real life conversation. Tyler and Jay got into a good argument yesterday on Real.
We were still arguing this morning about it.
Subscribe to hear this. I just got to sit back and enjoy these two yelling at each other mostly. Do you guys, Dan and Rick, I'll start with you because we've already had this chat, Tyler and I. Yeah. Do you think the Oilers are tough enough right now?
Not really. That was one of my issues on that Saturday game. I would have liked to see, I don't know how you if we're going to bring in some more toughness, that person has to have the ability to back it up with some offense.
Functional toughness.
Yeah.
Which are not easy to find.
I don't think we really have a lot right now. If you wanted to come out and smack us around, it's doable. Okay. But you're also going to open up for power plays, and we can kill you that way. I'm a little bit worried about the bumps and bruises we can take, but in the long run, I think the team can persevere through it.
See, I'm of the mindset for today's NHL, the Oilers are fine. They have Zach Cassian, but who will go out there and
Calgary,
do it actively.
It felt like Calgary is pushing us around.
Yeah, but that's because they're a bad team.
Taking runs at us anyways.
That's because they're a bad team and they're losing.
Who are
they
really
to
taking runs at, though?
Everybody after the whistle.
They're just taking, I would say they're taking liberties.
Like, I mean, you look at the, and I never watched it again, but I didn't think Puljujärvi touched the goalie. Yeah, I guess maybe his hand did. Like, I guess someone told me his hand did, stick missed, whatever it was.
That was Academy Award winning.
Anyways, he turns around and there's four flames coming at him.
So,
and there's nobody really to back him up for him.
So if you're, if,
and
if
they we're didn't get a penalty
about,
out of it.
If we're worried about team toughness, what team is going to push us around that we have to worry about still being able to beat?
Calgary. I mean, everybody.
But we beat them. They tried to get us off our game and we beat them. Look what Arizona did last night and Vancouver the night before, or Anaheim the night before. Did Anaheim take six power plays against them in that game?
Yeah.
Those are
and
different
we
penalties.
Victimized
they were.
Them.
Those are different penalties.
But that's stuff that where you're taking a liberty, and that's where you have to just kind of, what we have to start doing is, as fans, is do exactly what you do, Rick. Hold the referees accountable and start drawing those penalties when we're at home.
Terrible.
Before you guys move on, Dan, please, your stat that you posted this morning on Twitter, I thought was very interesting and just gross.
May the 8th. 2021 was the last time Connor McDavid drew a penalty.
Which was
how many 11 games ago. 11 games, four playoff games. 11 games ago. McDavid has been given two penalties since he drew his last penalty as well. And so while I don't think it's the most outrageous thing when I looked at the actual minutes, like he's only played 240 minutes of hockey then since then. But at the same time, this league pretends, at least outwardly, to say that they're going to protect everybody and they're going to protect their best players, and they just don't do that right now. That being said, I do predict two power plays from McDavid.
I'll give the refs credit for one thing: that double penalty.
They
didn't call the second one.
Well, that's why
there was a double penalty later on in that game, and they didn't have
the
balls to
tell Corey.
What's that?
What would they tell Corey?
I want to go back to the team toughness angle, though, because this was, again, got me fired up with Jay. My take on it is, like, let's even take the Anderson on Yamamoto play. They always get a power play out of that. They score. If whoever it is, Darnell Nurse, Duncan Keith, jumps in.
I agree with this part.
Right.
That is what I mean.
If you jump in and grab them and you negate the power play, like, to me, the team toughness is, yeah, maybe it's a concern that guys weren't jumping into scrums and all that, and maybe they aren't tough enough, all that. But I would just prefer to have a team that sits there and goes, yep, go ahead. Four guys on Puljujärvi, sure, he can hold his own there because he's fucking huge. We're going to take the power play. And instead of punching you back, Draisaitl's going to give you a little wink after they score on the power play and he's doing his flyby, right? Like, I'd rather have a team that does that. And I'd rather beat teams on the scoreboard. And I get it.
I just like
there's a mental edge to it.
The not reactionary toughness.
Yeah.
Like,
and
the
reactionary
toughness, I get it. We've done that for years. It's killed our power plays many, many a time, and it's frustrating. But there's got to be a point where you just can't get pushed around.
But you have that with Cassian. And you have that with Darnell Nurse to a certain extent.
But Nurse can't be involved in that stuff anymore. He's way too valuable. When you have issues in the first, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, you're going to square up in the second, I don't want to see Nurse doing it.
Well, they shouldn't have to.
But it's hockey. It happens.
I guess I think in the old NHL it did. But I think in this NHL, you just need reactionary toughness.
And like,
that's what you need.
So what? Do you want to see like Colton Sevier get into the lineup more instead of Brendan Perlini?
Maybe, but probably something like that. Maybe a little bit of size, a little bit of pushback, a little bit of go out there and hit first rather than be hit.
I would agree. Like the fourth line left wing spot is probably an area where, like, if you injected something different in there.
Right now, for sure. You can place anybody.
Perlini's
right now.
The preseason was a
dare you.
Okay. It's four games.
I know, but like
fucking Lamborghini Perlini was shooting the lights.
That was also four games though.
Yeah.
His mom tweets at me. I love them.
Now Tyler's dragging him.
I'm not dragging him. I'm just saying, like, if there's one spot you could swap in more quote unquote toughness, that could be it. But like, still.
That's the issue.
The thing I would just like is, and I think you can cultivate it with the current roster, is the three Musketeers kind of all for one. You know, this is Jay getting left out of a cab in Winnipeg, so we all jump out of the cab.
All for one.
So I just like to see if Puljujärvi is getting pushed around or whatever, that even if nothing happens, just everybody in the pile.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't come in as the wing. You come in and you grab a guy by the arms and you're like, you're not getting involved in this.
Give me a stinky face.
But see, I like this new Connor where he is able to massage those referees in such a way. Mm. Like they listen to him. Yes. When in the past have you ever seen a linesman sit there and talk to one of the centers for like 30 seconds?
He's probably asking for his autograph.
Well, that's maybe what I would do. But like, so there's a certain aspect to me where it's just in this new NHL, you just don't need those guys that are going to take up those meaningful minutes.
But I don't mean like the prototypical fighters.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I mean, and I know this is probably the best of
like Steve McIntyre's not getting on the line.
No, and I'm going to use the name of the guy from the top of their pile, but like Tom Wilson.
And that's the issue.
But a guy who can do everything.
But if that was a dime a dozen guy, absolutely.
Well, yeah, he's a unicorn. But he's a 10 out of 10. What's the 5 out of 10 Tom Wilson?
Warren Fogle. I don't know.
What I think it is too. I think it's guys. And that's why I was kind of arguing with Jay, because I'm like, you know, Hyman forechecks hard and he'll hit you. Fogle forechecks hard and he'll hit you through the end boards. Cassian will hit you hard. Maybe their fourth line lacks a bit of that bite, but to say that it's like a big problem with the roster, I just don't agree with, because it's there.
Yeah.
It's not like they have four soft lines. I don't think every line needs to have a guy who's going to get in your face and be a pest. Like it's just fine for me. And when they're 4-0, I just felt like that was a bit, like I'm complaining about the defense and their inability to prevent shots and all that, but like the toughness is just something that like,
and I guarantee that Jay's Jay and I are exactly the same. He was losing his mind in the first couple of minutes of that Flames game too, because he wanted to get onto that ice and grab a hold of Rasmus Anderson. I wanted to get a hold of the ice and get a hold of Rasmus Anderson. Someone's got to get a hold of fucking Rasmus Anderson and deal with this shit. And it doesn't, but if we're going to turn him into goals all the time,
that's the thing.
It's going to change things a bit.
The Battle of Alberta is going to be different for a little while, I think.
But yeah, if we ever see that one injury, that's going to really upset us.
The battle is going to be, Calgary is going to be trying to score goals, and we're going to be seeing how high we can go in the score totals.
Calgary who?
No better way to transition into shout out for our friends at DoorDash. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Tyler's hungry. He wants you to have something to eat too. Therefore, download DoorDash on your phone. And if you've never used it before, use ONRADIODD as a promo code to get you 25% off your first order and free delivery. Sound good? I've got a better one for you. Oodle 2021. Use that, get $7 off your order of $30 or more from our friends at Oodle Noodle.
Delicious, delicious, delicious.
The delicious debate just happened. There you go. All right, we're going to move it along a little bit. I want to talk about last night's game specifically against the Coyotes. We mentioned Warren Fogle. He made a hell of an introduction for himself to Oilers fans last night. That goal he scored with the little inside-outside move shoot while he was falling, that was an absolute stud goal that we have not had from a third liner on this team in forever. Dan, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, for all three of the newer guys, Ryan, Fogle, and Hyman, somebody got the message to them that if you work your ass off, this city and this team will love you forever. And so for me, yeah, it's been for all three of those guys. But yeah, last night, especially with Fogle, that hard-working effort paying off and getting you a goal. Like, I think he would have got a little bit of love if that shift had just, you know, that puck had just gone next to the net kind of thing. I think still Oilers fans would have appreciated it, but the fact it went back in the net is even better.
You know who it looked like? This is going to go way back for some of us. And he did it. It was a bit of the same move, a little bit different, because this other player used to go, his arm would go up and over the player, but it looked like Kelly Buckberger.
Oh, man.
Buckberger used to take it inside out and his arm would go up and over top of you. I know this guy's a little bit better offensively then, but
I'll have to watch the tape.
Yeah, yeah. That was a Bucky move.
Also a nice surprise of how handsome is Warren Fogle.
You see him with his glasses on coming out off the plane?
Shout out to Kennedy, our videographer, who
Kennedy's the best,
who tweeted out Warren Fogle is, if you take Connor McDavid and you mash him together with who was the other one?
I just
Oscar Clefbaum. And I can't unsee it now. It'll haunt me until the end of time.
If you're listening to this right now, do yourself a favor and follow Kennedy's Trash.
100%.
Kennedy's Trash.
Or Kennedy's Strash, whichever way you look at it, on Twitter. She's hilarious. So that's Kennedy. She makes our videos at Oilers Nation. She also does graphic design. Chances are you're wearing one of the t-shirts she made right now.
He does look exactly like that.
Yeah.
Also, can we just shout out his Twitter and Instagram handles being FogueDaddy96?
So good.
What a fucking beauty.
But you know what else is great about him scoring last night is instantly on Twitter, boom, the McLovin GIFs were just coming out, flooding timelines last night.
That won't get old.
Oilers fans are the best. I can't wait to just start making some custom McLovin GIFs for him as his, what did he sign for, 3 years?
3 years.
Can't wait. Another guy I want to touch on from last night's game. Again, he's my bright side from the first part of the season. Zach Hyman, 2 goals and an assist so far. So 3 points in 4 games. Rick, what do you think about our newest friend, Zach Hyman? First of all, post game with Scott Oak on Saturday. Just an absolute gem, this guy. Secondly, the way he plays, fantastic. Relentless on the forecheck. His puck pursuit is ridiculous. Rick, what are your thoughts on Zach Hyman?
He's living up to everything that I think we've heard Leaf fans tell us about him, right? Are you going to get what you get out of the media? And we've listened to those people for decades, and players have come in and either, you know, sometimes they've been right, sometimes. But you look at the other team's fan base and see their reaction to losing a player.
Yeah.
This was a guy that they said we were going to like, even though they don't like us, they don't want us to have him. And I think he's fulfilling everything they were kind of telling us so far.
Tyler?
Yeah, same thing. Like the power play, I mean, that's where it's making a big impact for me. Like, kills penalties, he's on the power play, he forechecks hard, he's a great top six winger.
He and Nuge seem to have a little something going.
Yeah, they do, and all of it. Like, he's impactful. He changes the game. He's not just there to score a goal every 6-7 games and give you solid minutes or anything. Like, game in, game out, he'll make an impact, and it's awesome. Like, I want to relay this into a power play conversation. You take replacement level Alex Chase on.
How dare you?
And you flip him into this Zach Hyman in front of the net.
Canucks can't even spell his name right.
Exactly.
Disrespectful.
It's unreal, man.
He wore the answer.
Cha is on.
Exactly. Go back to the power play.
Did they screw up Gagne's name once too?
Probably. It's hard to spell in Vancouver.
Oh yeah, they did. Didn't they do Ganger?
Yeah, I think they did.
Trash organization.
Yeah, trash organization.
Yeah.
Quads, you listen to this? You cover a trash organization. Anyway, back to the power play, Tyler.
That beef and cheddar.
Remember when I said they might be 40% or better, and you all laughed and laughed and laughed, and you said, Tyler, you fool, that Kool-Aid's too sweet. And I said, you wait and see. Actually, I didn't. I got chicken, and I backed down and said, okay, maybe 30% or better. But the initial 40% or better might not be that far off. They're legit. They honestly might finish the year 40% or better.
Terrifying.
Well, yeah, and for me, it's when you're, as a power play, There's a certain flow that the penalty kill has, and it always just seems to be with this team. It's that one extra pass, and the rest of the other team is just not there for it. And they've had like multiple opportunities of that over the years, where McDavid and Draisaitl will find those spots for Chiasson, for Cassian to bang in, and they can't. They hit Hyman now, and it's in the back of the net. So like, yeah, I don't know this. I'm with Tyler. Like, I think that this is going to go down since we started tracking power play stats as one of the best power plays of all time.
I think it will be the best. Like, they don't have to be.
Three guys take like the majority of it, right? Yep. Then you circle out after about 40 seconds. Hyman comes off. Puljujärvi goes out. I think Barry comes off. Nurse goes out. And those other three guys, they can skate for days.
And
it's terrifying. I don't know what you do to stop this.
And it's only a matter of time also before Dad sneaks in there also.
Yep. Well, that's what I was going to say, is that the other thing is they're now more confident in that second unit. And so that second unit is going to spell
that's
in.
The third unit
and
now,
And sometimes
though.
You yeah, start to get, well, yeah, and sometimes you start to get those power plays that stack up.
You mean when they start the power play? Like
exactly. And then all of a sudden, McDavid and Draisaitl are rested, and they've got you tired on your power play.
Can I just say, when Hyman scored that power play goal that he jammed in, I just had flashbacks to all the times where McDavid or Draisaitl would seem one to Chiasson.
And he just duffed it.
Or like his stick would fucking break, and you're like, what the hell, man? You have one. Go out there with the old aluminum stick if you need to Chiasson.
It's funny, though, because shovel. They almost, Hyman and Chiasson almost do the same. Down to one knee, finish the tap in type thing, but it's like Tyler said, all of a sudden Chiasson would find a way to get it into the crowd somehow.
Although I do want to give a shout out to Chiasson in the season opener. There was a point in like the first period where he made a move at the blue line and then got a shot on net, and I was like, fuck, he might be entering dangerous mode. Like I was waiting because I wanted to send out a tweet after he dropped like to one knee on a one time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, fuck, vintage Chiasson revenge game.
He'll go through like 5-6 games where he's like phenomenal.
Feeling it.
And like 10 days before that is when he'll start breaking his stick, hitting posts.
Yep. Yeah.
The puck just somehow won't go in. And that's when you start betting on him, because he's going to pay off for about a week.
So again, I was talking to Quads yesterday, David Quadrelli from Canucks Army, and he was just like, how did this work with Alex Chiasson on the power play with the Oilers? I'm like, he did a good job of just finding where the big boys needed him to be, and he found a way. But then I also told him, I'm like, but what you need to know about Chiasson, the streaks. the streaks are wild with this dude because he will go on like a 5-6 game heater where everything's going in the net and then you won't see him for months.
Did Chiasson win a Stanley Cup with Washington?
Yes. Yeah. He
says why is the only thing that anybody ever talks about when he played with us?
Because we're awesome.
Like, it's so fascinating to me. Yeah. He's like, you know, former Edmonton Oilers. No, well, he's a Stanley Cup champion.
It's the most recent. Yeah, but he's also taken three PTOs and made the team each time.
It's true.
That one year, like coming out of the PTO, he scored like 22 goals for us. That was insane. We definitely did not even really talk about that enough. No, but like it was wild. And yeah, like kind of shit on him a bit. Or I shit on him a little bit there with the replacement level thing. But it's just, you can tell he's a smart player, yeah, eh? Yeah. Like he knows where to go. Sometimes like his skill lets him down, but like he genuinely knows like where to be in a good spot.
Like I wouldn't be upset. Like I know he's in Vancouver and I'm happy for him or whatever. But I wouldn't be upset if he was on our fourth line in Kyle Turris's spot.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean?
That 12, 13, 14 forward spot.
He's a good vet.
Getting back to the Oilers, though, we talked about Connor McDavid a little bit earlier. 11 points in four games. Leon, the old slouch, with 8 points in four games. But I got to talk about Rick's boy here.
Let's go.
Jesse Puljujärvi. 7 points in four games. 2 goals and 5 assists. The big boy is rolling right now. And he's having a great time doing it, too. It's just, what is that contract going to look like?
Woo!
Sign it right
six
now.
6x6?
Can you get him for an 8x?
That might be rich.
8x5 and a bit?
8x5.5? I do 8x5.5.
Right, I think you sign that right now.
Right now.
What do you guys think it takes to get Chiasson back here at the deadline?
As Meg Milk was saying it, I was like, well, you know what? The trade deadline.
Anyways, 8x5.5 for Puljujärvi. Like,
right now. You do it.
You do
if
it.
If you could, yeah. But I don't know if his camp is going to.
Why wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Is he happy to be here?
Yes. He just loves to play, man. That's all he wants to do.
And
he
think now his spot's different.
He's winning.
I think the group's embraced him, too.
Yeah, I saw the interview with him and Leon on the desk, and they're all chanting, and Leon just. Literally, all Leon could do is sit there and pump his tires a bit, right?
Big brothered him a little bit.
Dude, can you believe what's going on right now?
And also, like, this isn't the time when Puljujärvi was up and down to Bakersfield, not in the lineup, maybe playing on the fourth line. He's parked next to McDavid.
He's on the first page of the points.
So let's keep walking through it. Again, the depth scoring that we're seeing so far through four games is what I'm most interested about in this conversation. So Puljujärvi, there's 7. Nugent Hopkins, he's grown an apple tree. He's got 6 assists already. He had 3 last night, 2 against Arizona. Zach Hyman's got 3 goals. Cassian, like I said, he's already got 4. Warren Fogle's got 3 points. Bouchard's got 3.
And we haven't had a good game yet.
Well, and what I was going to say, too, when it comes to the depth scoring is we haven't had the defensive scoring that we've had in the past
year. Let's have a look at it. So we got Daryl. Daryl's leading so far. Or no, Bouchard.
That one bomb from the corner that went in.
That's true.
Bouch's bomb is so... Man,
dude, I don't know the goalie's face.
He's gonna kill somebody with that thing.
Oh, when he wired that
one, so they kept talking to like it went hit him in the neck or something. It hit him square in the wires. And he's holding his nose, man. Like that, I thought he like dented the. They let up. I didn't see one player or nobody look at his fucking his cage and see if it was okay. Like I think that thing was cracked or something.
A little bit of structural damage on that one.
Bouchard's demeanor after everything is just so calm and cool too. Like
his heartbeat
looks
always
so casual.
Nine.
Yeah,
he's basically dead.
Yeah, like most fathers.
Tyler likes my one-liner today.
I was going to say it kind of looks like it almost takes him an extra 10 seconds to like. All right, maybe he's thorough almost. Like there's a scrum in front of the net, and he sits there and goes, now, Evan, don't overreact. Let's think back. Who started this? You know what? This could have been our fault. And then like the scrum's happening around him, and he's like, yeah, you know what? We might be in the wrong here.
Have you guys been talking to Jay out there? What's this? Has he changed his tone yet?
Has anyone bugged him
about this yet?
Like, oh, of course. This is going to be a never. So if you're listening to this now and you're new to the podcast, the thing about Jay is, what was that? 2 years ago now? Three years ago?
Wanted him out.
He was talking about trading Bouchard because he doesn't have
3 years ago. It was like 3 months ago.
Jay is ageist.
Well, it's been a consistent.
He has brought this up in no less than 3 months ago.
So if you're on Twitter or Instagram, look at The Squire. Yeg on those two social platforms and hit him up anytime Evan Bouchard does something. Say there's the fire. If we could get that going on Jay's socials,
there's the fire.
There's the fire.
You know what else is nice to see? Like in the past few years, right? Like Ethan Bear wasn't really loved by Dave Tippett. He was always reluctant to keep Caleb Jones in the lineup. And it was kind of one of those things where Tippett was getting the reputation of a guy who just always goes towards the vet. He wants the vet. vets get the benefit of the doubt. And it was nice to see against Anaheim, Barry was struggling, and Tippett just went, fuck it, Boosh, go, you're having a game. Yep. And he played him, and he played him, and he played him, and he played him. And it's nice to see that That's Tippett kind of has, like, he's recognizing that. He clearly has Tip's trust.
But he's also not, Bouchard he's not, looks like a veteran, so maybe
I was going to say, he's not putting him there.
He looks down the bench, he's like, hey, old man, go.
Tippett's like, didn't we play together in Harvard? Get the fuck out there. Bouchard, he's the best. Okay, let's I gotta talk about corners.
Them in Vegas, like all the players hang out, and it's like Bouchard and Jim Playfair, like going for a walk.
Yeah, they go for a walk, and then
khaki
they're up
at shorts
up.
With
they're,
socks pulled up. They're mid shin.
They're at breakfast at 6:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. A little bit of gym time before the pregame skate. All right. Thanks to our friends at Cornerstone Insurance for helping make this all possible. If you go to cornerstoneins.ca, cornerstoneins.ca, you will have little button there on the left-hand side of the screen. It says Citizens of the Nation. You click that, and you get a discount on your auto, residential, commercial, life insurance, whatever you need. They got it for you. Cornerstone Insurance. One more time, the website, Tyler?
Cornerstone Insurance.
CornerstoneINS.ca. Thank you for listening. INS. All right, let's preview the game against Vegas.
Okay.
Tonight, Friday, October 22nd, the Oilers play Vegas for the first time. A lot of people, I think, kind of already assume that the Oilers or Vegas is going to finish 1-2 in the division. Mm-hmm. Vegas is 1-2 on the season so far. They're beat up a little bit.
A lot bit.
Tyler, break down a game like this. Like, obviously, this is a team we have to beat when you get an opportunity like this. Mm-hmm. But how much does a game like this mean early in the season against a team that you're probably going to be battling for the division for 5 months from now?
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say it's like a measuring stick game and use that cliche, because this isn't the Vegas that we're probably going to see later in the season down the stretch. No Stone, no Pacioretty, no Tuck, no Martinez. But at the same time, you touched on it earlier as well, Dan, this isn't sort of the next man up Vegas we've seen before. The cap has taken its toll on this group. Their center depth, I said this in our season preview.
You did.
Their center depth is bad. Like, after William Karlsson, Nolan Patrick is not an impact NHLer. Maybe one day he will be former first overall pick and all that, as we've seen with Puljujarvi. It takes guys some time. Sometimes it takes guys some time. And I just... but, like,
fucking... I get what you're saying.
Chandler Stephenson, man. This guy gets regular top 6 minutes. He's not a top six centerman.
Tyler's talking about the depth down the middle for Vegas. So we got Karlsson, Stephenson, Patrick, Howden. That wraps up the centers. Go ahead, Tyler.
Not great. And the depth on the wings right now doesn't look good.
You're a big Krebs guy.
I actually am a big Krebs guy, but again...
Choke me, dad, enough.
There's a button coming. There it is.
I just stopped Tyler dead in his tracks.
You ever heard that before, Tyler?
That was well done.
For you.
He hit a tree.
All right, well, Tyler's got to restart and reboot.
He's going to reboot the old software on that one.
Anyways, yeah, I don't like Brassois as a backup for the amount they paid him. they don't have the same good goaltending tandem they did last year. It's not as good of a team as they were last year. So I look at this, and if the Oilers can win tonight and get that 8-point cushion like I referenced earlier, it puts you in a really, really nice spot.
And one thing to note, just again, looking at the GDB I wrote, OilersNation.com, the Golden Knights have basically given up twice as many goals as they've scored. Mm-hmm. In three games, they've given up 12, whereas the Oilers have given up 10. And we're saying that as the Oilers team who, against Anaheim, they were sloppy.
And,
you know, they gave up a lot of goals.
And if you go look at the way Vegas has kind of, their season's kind of gone here, like they have a -5 goal differential. They've scored 7 and they've allowed 12. But if you take out that first period of the year when they kind of caught the Kraken sleeping, or not sleeping, the Kraken were almost like overexcited for their first game and they played really sloppy in the first period.
Sounds like an excuse to me.
And the Golden Knights scored twice. Like, you take out that first period, they're what, a -7 through three games? That's brutal.
The interesting thing also is these two teams right now, the Oilers and the Golden Knights, are giving up a ton of shots every night. So the Oilers are giving up 37.3 on average so far. The Golden Knights are giving up 38.4. So if you're looking at a shot prop tonight,
yeah,
it might be worth it.
Vegas is dead last in the NHL in shots against per 60 at even strength. Oilers are third last. So I think there's a chance we see a lot of offense tonight as well.
I think there's a chance that I'm going to excite you, Tyler, with another round of Ask the Idiots brought to you by Buster's Pizza.
Woo!
11 locations around the city, busterspizza.ca.
And how can people get rich? by sending us in questions.
That's right.
And potentially winning a gift card.
I was very confused where you're going with. I would like to get rich, but the
invest
winner.
Invest in Bitcoin.
Yes, invest in Bitcoin.
Invest in Buster Pizza coin.
Invest in Buster's pizza because it's delicious and it'll feed the temple. All right. So last week on the podcast, we said submit questions like Tyler said using the Ask the Idiots hashtag. You listeners, I love you, but you didn't listen to me. You didn't listen to me. And you know what happened? Surveyor Brett now won a $50 gift card for Buster's Pizza because he understood the assignment.
And he's probably going to share with all the other refs in the league. So this is on everybody for allowing the refs, for everything I've done so far, to get a pizza party out of this.
So Surveyor Brett, fire me a DM over and above the ones that you already send me on a daily basis.
Yes.
Send me a DM and I'll get you hooked up with that gift card from Buster's Pizza. So thank you for submitting a question to Ask the Idiots. I've mixed his question in, but I won't tell you where.
Okay.
Dan, stop cheating.
I'm not.
Dan's trying to cheat.
Promise.
Dan doesn't understand the assignment.
I'm an idiot.
All right. I'm going to start with Dan. For Buster's Pizza, this is Ask the Idiots. Your first thought when you saw Warren Fogle's goal last night against the Coyotes?
Wow. What about my second and third thought? My first thought was exciting. That kind of effort is exactly what Edmonton's been hoping for from a new acquisition like Warren.
Rick, first thoughts on Warren Fogle's goal?
The troll in me? The first thing I thought was, I've never seen Bear do that before.
I saw that tweet a couple of times, to be honest.
Other than that, if that's what our third line's going to do, we're in for a really good year.
Tyler?
The first thing out of my mouth was, oh, shit. And the second thing out of my mouth was, that was sick.
And just to wrap it up, I thought I was going to rip a hole clean through me trousers. Question number two. If you had to start your own beat cast, what food would you have chosen? What would your cast be, Tyler?
I don't like cabbage.
So cabbage cast.
Like eat a whole head of cabbage.
You would get your fiber in on that one.
Yeah. I'm not a big cabbage guy, so I'd say cabbage.
Rick, if you're doing a beat cast, what do you dislike eating after losses?
I don't even like walking past this part of the grocery store, but olives. Like they have the big olive setup and all the different ones. Like, yeah, that would be. And honestly, that many type of olives that cover all the losses in the year, that'd be terrible.
Dan?
We talked about this when we first did this sacrifice
like, 500.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I would have gone with chickpeas because like,
ooh, I like
eating
chickpeas.
Like eating just plain chickpeas is one of the most.
Plain?
Yeah. Mm. Like it's just, there's nothing to those things.
Yeah.
They are explosive and they taste like sand.
You would have gotten your fiber though and some protein at the same time. So there you go. Surveyor Brett, there's your answer. You already know what my answer is. I started the beet cast. I hate beets. That's what I do. I ate way too much ice cream the other day.
Nice.
I was just, you know, sometimes when you find the bottle of your bowl and then you have a refill.
Just keep
and
going.
And all of a sudden the tub's gone. And you're like, whoa.
Whoa, you don't eat out of the tub?
Well, let's try to be classy, Dan.
That's fair.
Look at you.
All right.
You have a dishwasher in your house?
King of the castle.
I have a dishwasher.
All right. Question number three. Ask the Idiots for Buster's Pizza. Outside of Connor McDavid. Mm-hmm. Who has had, doesn't have to be points. It doesn't have to be anything specific. Who's had the most impressive start to the season? Tyler.
Yesa Puljujärvi. I think he's really taken another step forward from last season. And he's continuing to prove the doubters wrong. This guy, I've said this line before, he went from an afterthought to a top six winger to a key part of this team. So it's great to see. JP.
Rick, I'm guessing Tyler just stole your answer.
I was going to try and get away from that because I don't always want to give that answer, but I think just as well, but on the back end is Papa Bush. I mean, there's not much I have to do to explain that answer. Everyone's seen him out there. You look at his minutes. Look what he's doing when he has the puck, without the puck. Probably more than anyone expected out of him this year so far.
Dan?
For me, I'm going to go back to the same answer I did for the delicious one. I'm going to say Mike Smith and I guess Mikko Koskinen as a side note, but yeah, for those two guys, for me, they were my biggest question mark going into the season, and they have not given me any fear so far.
I'm going to stay on brand. I'm going to say Ryan Nugent-Hopkins because guess who's gotten a couple of 5-on-5 points already, and everybody says you can't go on 5-on-5.
Nuge.
For Buster's Pizza, we are working through Ask the Idiots. Dan, I'm starting with you on this one because of your last answer. Does Ken Holland need to find another goalie for some insurance? Mike Smith hurt, a little banged up, going to be out a week or so, according to handsome Tom Gazzola.
As insurance, no. But this, I think the next 2 weeks shows what this team has when it comes to their goaltending. So he'll know now going forward what the answer will be.
Trevor.
I think
He answered to that.
If, yeah, I know. see, and this is
I was where, looking for Trevor in the room.
This is where the debate comes in. If the Oilers get to the deadline and they're in a position where they where it makes sense to spend the first round pick and load up, it's likely because Smith and Koskinen have been above average. So do you sit there at the deadline and go, okay, well, our goaltending's been above average. Do we go get a goalie or do you go get a defenseman? And I'm starting to think that the biggest need this team has, this is actually what sparked the big debate with Jay and I, they need a defenseman, man.
Which spot?
Left D. You need a left defenseman that you can put on a pairing with Bouchard, and by the stretch drive and into the playoffs, Bouchard and this new ad will be your second pairing, and Keith and CeCe get sheltered minutes on the third pair.
You really bring in a lefty before a righty?
Who are you taking out of the lineup on the right side?
I'd be more worried about CeCe than I am Keith.
See, but there's nowhere to play. There's no roster spot for the righty because you have Barry, Bouchard, and CeCe. On the left side, yeah, you but can
okay,
take out.
If I'm bringing in a better player, okay, I see you're going to take out Slater Cuckoo or Russell. And then, you know what? I still think, you know what, that second line is going to get more minutes. I'd still like to see a higher quality number two right defense. And then
if you can let get CeCe someone to go, take.
And then CeCe drop into seven, I guess. I get cap wise, that's stupid. I get it.
If you can get someone to take CeCe in a deal, then sure. But if you're just straight
like
up adding.
We're trading Cody CeCe.
And I haven't even minded his game at all. But like Keith and CeCe would be a really, really good third pair. When you could pick their matchups a little bit better, go out. You guys ready for this?
Yep.
Hypothetical trade.
Ricard Raquel. Now he plays defense.
Alex Petrangelo.
Your first round pick and Kyler Yamamoto for Josh Manson and Ricard Raquel.
Were you honestly going to say Ricard Raquel?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the hypothetical trade I've been throwing around in my head. Or the other one I've been
Manson
thinking of is
four games in.
The other one I'm thinking of is the first round pick. And Mikko Koskinen, and maybe you need to throw in a fringe prospect for Tristan Jarry and Brian Dumoulin.
Tristan Jarry did not have a good year last year.
No, he started off really well this year, though, I think.
Yep.
You're making trades.
You know what? I love that you are already on the trade train four games in, 4-0.
I'm always thinking of armchair GM things.
Yeah, that's
why Tyler will be our de facto GM here at Nation HQ, just outside of the Ryan Nugent Hopkins studio. Thank you. I guess this fits perfectly. Tyler, I'm starting with you. Ask the Idiots for Buster's Pizza. One word review on the Keith CeCe pairing.
Meh.
Rick?
Above average. I know that's two words, but I don't care.
Steady.
And I'm just going to say, okay.
I'm just thinking that comment card, and like I think they're a little bit better than 500, so whatever the next one is, I think is above average.
I think when I say okay, by the way, I don't say that.
That's not a bad thing.
I don't say that as a slight.
They don't really stand out negatively. They haven't really done anything huge positively. So we're still sitting in this little neutral game. And if they stay there, you're probably going to want a little bit more out of them. But you're happy that you're not getting the negative side out of it.
I think I'm perfectly happy with what they've given us.
I'd like to see a little bit more something out of Keith.
I feel like when he's on the ice, the team plays.
I agree.
Better.
I agree. I do. I like the veteran things he does. The way he can use a stick to knock pucks off.
He
brought in,
too.
I was really excited about. But there's still something I want to see. I don't know what it is, but when I see it, I'll know it.
You're just a hater.
I think Duncan Keith to me has been fine.
Yes.
If you take away the price tag and you know what it is, he's been fine. Cody CeCe is more of an adventure to me.
Yep.
But he's like, I don't think he's been bad yet.
He's just sometimes you go, whoa.
I'm still terrified
about the two. I'm concerned of CeCe.
I'm still terrified about the 4-year contract.
I get those whoops moments with both of them. Like against Vancouver, there was that point where Horvat got the breakaway and Keith looked like he was trying to skate in slush. He was like, the feet were moving and he just wasn't going very fast. It's a little concerning. Like it's not a huge issue. I'm sure they'll be fine.
He brought up that point last week too about Keith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
I think he's just sitting on one thing.
Tyler, you're Remchuk.
You're just a hater.
All right, last question. Ask the Idiots for Buster's Pizza. Buster'sPizza.ca. Get yourself something to eat this weekend. I'm going to start with Tyler. Can Zach Hyman work his way onto the Team Canada roster? Yes or no?
Nah, there's too many good options, man. Like, we're talking about a guy named like Steven Stamkos potentially on the bubble for that team.
What has he ever done?
Exactly.
Sean Couturier is on the bubble. John Tavares is on the bubble.
The pajamas he used to wear?
Do you know that Leafs fans are already kind of starting to turn on JT and it makes me happy?
Oh, yeah.
They also like Phantom Menace.
But over at dailyfaceoff.com, our resident former NHL executive Steve Greeley put out his Olympic roster projection, and the final cuts for forwards on that team were Sagan, Horvat, and Taylor Hall. Like, some he's good better than players. All so maybe he's in the mix.
How many of those guys have written three children's books?
Exactly.
How many of those guys can you put out there 4-on-5?
Mm-hmm.
If Chris Kunitz can make the Canadian team based solely off of being the line mate of Sidney Crosby, Zach Hyman.
Yeah, the thing with the reason I brought up this question is I agree with Tyler that Canada could probably realistically ice two teams at the Olympics. Yeah. But with GMs and the hockey boys and the old, you never know, right?
You do never know. Like, and again, it's not the most insane thing to talk about, but you talk about penalty killers. Again, looking at this projected team, Bergeron, Marchand, Stone, O'Reilly, Couturier, Stamkos,
and
Shifley.
Injuries are always going to happen between now and then, right?
Then explain to me, because I agree with you here, but how...
Sorry, I was trying to knock on wood.
Oh, of course.
For the injuries coming.
Of course.
How does Frank
think... I meant other people.
How does Frank think that the Americans are going to win the Olympics?
Because he's American.
I think he's this fulfilled. Canadian team is... I get the goaltending is going to be an issue right now.
That's it. That's it right there.
But they're terrifying.
Here's the
and
thing,
there's
though.
Not an American team out there.
Dream teams before.
The American team does not scare me at all. That's when I have when I'm GM in Canada. That American
but they
team
might not scare you, but you got to remember, it's not like a playoff run, right? It's not a 7-game series.
Yeah, it's a
if you run into Vasilevsky in the semis and he's doing Vasilevsky shit, you're done.
Or even if you look at the American team.
Never done Vasilevsky shit against that kind of roster.
Still.
Even if you look at the American team, like Connor Hellebuck could realistically do that to you also. Tyler's arm is falling down. Oh,
it's broken already.
Did not
already.
Fasten his arm to the table. I saw that happening. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Remchuk is breaking the Ryan Nugent Hopkins studio.
This is why we need video in here.
Oh, unbelievable. He would have been off camera anyway.
This is good radio.
Tyler
this
is great. Is adjusting.
He's already broke it. Let's wait till I have to go explain this to Jay.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to have to, that's getting taken out of your paycheck.
To be fair, I didn't install this.
Right away, you're throwing teammates under the bus. Right away, hey?
Who are you throwing it under the bus? Ask the idiot.
Rick, does Zach Hyman have a chance to work his way onto the Team Canada roster?
Yes, he does, but it's a very small chance, and he'll need some help by injuries and maybe a couple of guys saying, hey, I don't want to go over there.
That's my answer, too. I'm going to say, yeah, sure, he could be close, but probably not in terms of making Canada's roster. Dan, wrap it up.
Yeah, I said if Chris Kunitz can make the team, Zach Hyman can make the team.
Sure.
I just think that there's a realistic chance that they might need to pair him up with Connor at some point, yeah.
Well, I wonder, like, so last night, again, the Oilers split up Connor and Leon for an away game. I wonder how long it's going to take, if possible, for Hyman and McDavid to start working a little magic, you know?
Yep.
Oh, dude, do you remember that? It was the preseason, I think. It was the Puljujärvi no-look pass to Connor in the slot to down low Hyman. He just kind of like, it was no problem. Those guys... The magic's there already. They just they need to get it done. That's all.
We just have to keep dragging this out.
Yeah, I know. You'll get back into this right away. Don't worry.
Well, because I do want to get to hot and cold performers here eventually, but Tyler needs to get his buttons ready. He broke the arm, maybe even breaking the desk, maybe broke his spirit.
He's like rattled right now. He's actually...
All right.
This is the most focused I've ever seen.
Are we getting to hot and cold performers?
Yep, get your buttons ready, buddy.
I played this song. This is our intro to hot and cold performers now.
Okay.
Deuce vodka...
It is time for the hot and cold performance.
My Bluetooth isn't connected. I was trying to play their goal song.
Fluxland by XL.
Again, put some effort into this, people.
Is that it?
It is time for the hot and cold performers.
Okay, well, no, I don't know.
We were going to have a song, but Tyler fucked it up.
Watch him knock his mic off the table again.
Yeah. We're just gonna keep this dragging. We'll watch Tyler struggle. He's attempted to connect his Bluetooth to the Rodecaster.
Isn't that hard? Isn't it just like a button?
Maybe maybe hold that up to your microphone. There you go.
Wow. No, it's over now.
And he played the sample. He played through the sample. He has to start it over again.
Well, no, because now it says it's connected.
All right,
this
ladies and gentlemen,
good
radio. Hot and cold performers brought to you by Deuce Vodka. If you head on over to deucevodka.com, you'll see a handsome picture of Brett Kissel right there on the front screen and a button on the right-hand side that says find in store. That will tell you where to get Deuce Vodka here in Alberta. If you are in Saskatchewan, you don't live in Alberta, first of all, sort your life out. Secondly, email sales at deucevodka.com. They will tell you how to get it in the province of Saskatchewan. Tyler. Yep. Are you ready with your buttons?
I am ready with my buttons.
Do you need another break of some kind?
Nope, we're good.
Do you need Dan to sing a little bit?
Nope, we are definitely good.
I'm starting with Dan, actually. You're a cold performer of the week, sir, for Deuce Vodka.
Well, my cold performer of the week is going to be that singing. No, it's going to be going to go to the NHL referees because, as I tweeted out this morning, it's been a long, long, long time since you've called a penalty for Connor McDavid. The best player in the NHL, the best player in the world, has played 270 minutes and 34 seconds of ice time without a call. Get a call out there. You're my cold performer of the week, NHL.
I'm upset.
Were you doing a Don Cherry thing?
I was kind of going Don Cherry there a little bit.
Yeah, I was catching the Sherrod Ford guy out of that one.
Oh, hey,
Yeah, Corey O.
Corey O.
Yeah. Shout out to Corey O. We're going to get sales guy Jared to send a message for Sherrod Ford. I miss Corey O. What kind of takes he got?
I saw him last weekend, I think.
Maybe. Are you going to play Tyler?
I played a button already.
Oh. Yep. You got I'm upset. You got Drake. Yep. Tyler, you're next up. Deuce Vodka, cold performer of the week.
The fact that we are not in Las Vegas for this game tonight.
Yes.
Thank you.
If we were reminiscing in the studio before we started recording about what a fun time we had doing podcasts live in Vegas. Darn this pandemic. I wish we could have been there sitting with a bunch of other Oilers fans and giving high fives outside T-Mobile Arena and losing our gambling allowance on night one. Just so many good memories.
I mean,
well, that's because you set your gambling allowance at $200, Tyler.
Some of us didn't do that.
Yeah, some of us didn't. Some of us did, but we will not name names. Regardless, a fun time was had by all, and I'm sad we're not there.
That's a joke. That's an absolute joke is what it is.
Who's got two thumbs, spent all his gambling money? His last name's Yaremchuk.
Oh.
Rick, you're next up. Deuce Vodka, cold for me.
I'm with Tyler on that one. It's been a tough week knowing that we were supposed to be in Vegas, but I guess I'll try and get over it. I think there is a light at the end of the tunnel, maybe in April sometime, so we'll see what happens. But I watched the game at home, not last night, the one before that, so I got to watch the whole production by Sportsnet. And this will bug me till the end of time. The game wasn't on. The game starts at 7 at 6:30. You're watching Bundesliga.
Nice.
You get further on into the season. The game starts at 7 at 6:30. There's the top 50 of this, that, or the other thing.
That's the same
and
one
then they
over
play
over.
That the same one all fucking year. Yep. Like, I don't know what it takes. I see Raptor Raptor pre-games on TSN. I see, you know, the Canucks get there. The Leafs get there. Why the hell can't we get a fucking pre-game show? Give us a pre-game show. And please, just show the fucking face-offs in the game, too.
Let's offer this podcast to them for free.
That's true, yeah. We'll send them a copy. I'll send Gary Bettman.
I was going to say, you guys have an opportunity here to get on that if people aren't... I don't want to watch fucking Bundesliga.
Oh, yeah, we should... Well, you could tune in at 1 o'clock on game days for the Giant pregame show.
I think you had to push it like for... like day come.
But you can go back and rewatch it at any point on our YouTube or on our Twitter.
What the hell is going on?
There's your button.
Let's get him in here doing it live.
So what was your cold performer there?
Tyler? Sportsnet. But I'm Rick.
Well,
what the hell is going on?
Man, this is a train wreck going on here.
He's playing on his phone.
I'm trying to get the fucking flunk slammed song. It don't work.
Turn on your Bluetooth.
My cold performer of the week is David Quadrelli from Canucks Army. If you were following me on Twitter, JSBM Bagmilk, he tweeted a beef and cheddar me yesterday.
No, he didn't.
And he says, hey, I'm having a beef and ched. And I said, you should be arrested.
FBI is listening. They need to go knock on this guy's door.
David Quadrelli, that is not a beef and ched.
That was so fucking funny.
You get that trash out of my phone.
I like how he's like, I had leftover roast beef and leftover cheese.
How do you have leftover cheese? Isn't that one of those things you just always have in the house?
I mean, if you have it in the fridge, you've always got leftover cheese, really.
All cheese but is leftover cheese, I guess.
Yeah, unless you meant to eat the whole damn block at once.
In which case, then we're having a different conversation.
I can imagine Quadrelli going to the grocery store.
He's like, and
just getting the precise amount of cheese for whatever. He's like, I'm only having one sandwich this week. And
I'll take two slices of that, please.
Or Quads is just sitting there with 750 grams of old cheddar just mowing away on his couch when he's watching the Canucks.
He only purchased it by the wheel.
Yeah, exactly. He's getting a 10-pound wheel of cheese.
Leftover cheese for years.
So Quads, next time I see you, buddy, I'm going to take you to Arby's. That's just it. That's it.
And it's an onion bun, not bread.
Yeah, I just a fucking brown bread. Lightly toasted.
Good Lord.
Get out of here, Quads. You're very nice and I like you a lot, but that was not a beef and ched. All right. Flipping the ledger. Dan, let's finish off with a positive.
Well,
outside of Tyler's lack of technical skills...
He keeps trying to play the goal.
Hot performer of the week for Deuce Vodka.
Well, I'm going to take Rick's negative and turn it into a positive. And for me, it's the return of Gene Principe at the start of the broadcast. I missed the cold openings. And not only did he come back, he also burned the place down with a piece of cake on fire. And I imagine for the Coyote fans who don't probably get to see a ton of that kind of.
I was going to say they're 90% Oiler fans. They know exactly what's going on. Like, hey, look, Gene's down there. Look, something's on fire.
It was amazing to see the fire kind of burst out there. And he didn't skip a beat. So, Gene Principe, you get my hot performer of the week.
Pour it on!
I'm trying to find a tweet that went out last night. So there was a Coyotes game, a Coyotes fan actually at the game last night that took a picture of Gene in the corner with that cupcake on fire and just said, somebody explain what is going on over there.
I didn't see that.
If you don't know what Gene is, like if you're a Coyotes fan and you drove the 6 hours out to Glendale from Phoenix proper and you're going to sit at the game, maybe have a pop in your hand and you look over and there's a guy in like a fucking turtle costume or like a hot dog or something. You're like, what is going on with that guy over there?
Lights go down. You're watching the pregame and then all of a sudden there's this out of the corner of their eye, there's this TV light bulb shining on this man with a glorious flowing locks and a piece of cake on fire.
Love Gene. Tyler, your Deuce Vodka hot performer of the week.
My hot performer of the week.
What was that?
High performer. High performer.
Whoa.
Tyler wants a parfait.
My hot performer of the week.
It goes to two people. The first is Dangerous Wade, who brought me a delicious bottle of my favorite Fancy Boy Amaretto. It's delicious. I had some last night.
You drink that with little OJ?
Nope, just straight dog.
Oh, good for you.
Yep. It's delicious. And the second hot performer is Nico Jolly, who made me this beautiful custom Avoid the Grind hoodie and presented to me down at Dogpatch yesterday. It is beautiful, Nico, and I love it very much. And my entire family was excited when I put it in the group chat because they think the Avoid the Grind thing's funny as well. Shout out to Nico Jolly. Shout out to Dangerous Wade. They are beautiful souls, and I love them very much.
The big guy is smoking hot.
Bonus cold performer of the week to Nico Jolly and Dangerous Wade for not bringing me anything. Rick, your Deuce Vodka hot performer of the week. What is going on with you,
yeah, what
man?
Was that? I'm confused.
Now we're doing ads for Priceline.com.
I'm just trying to play the fucking goal song, man. You know what? After a 4-0 start, it has to just go to the team.
Yeah, that's fair.
This is what the best start they've had in ever off the hop, I think.
Something like that.
There was one other time and they won a cup that year.
Yeah, so this is incredible. But if we're giving out a secondary, I'm giving out a secondary here as well to Bix.
Oh, no, it is Bikes.
It's Bikes, but Bikes. No one, yeah, but everyone like, confused. Yeah. Anyways, his Photoshop with Zach Cassian and Gene's hair. Yep. That might be the picture of the year. That was a fantastic photo.
Hey, Tyler, look who got it faster than you.
But you didn't work it through Bluetooth.
This is how we do it, baby.
He's a hot guy.
All right. My Deuce Vodka hot performer of the week is Ryan Nugent Hopkins. I'm staying on brand. That's what I do. We're in the Ryan Nugent Hopkins studio. Ryan Nugent Hopkins got my hot performer of the week. He has got 5 assists in his last 2 games.
I don't know if that's in our headphones. I don't know if the people can even hear that.
They can. It's in my ears.
No, Ryan Nugent Hopkins gets my last Deuce Vodka hot performer of the week. 5 points in his last 2 games. I got to shut this down before Tyler just gets falls off the rails.
Can we give Tyler a retroactive cold performer?
He said he needs a nap. I think he was right.
He's having like a temper tantrum now that he's not getting it, though.
It's unbelievable.
It's from the phone not working, the Bluetooth, and his arm falling off the table. Yep. It's been a rough one for him here.
You have had a hard time. You okay?
He's just watching ads to watch ads now.
He's got a rough Corsi for today.
Yeah, he's just really looking forward to his
It's not my best
com.
Show, hey?
Like, I don't know why you don't have your amaretto in here having a sip of it.
Of 163, I would say this is in the top 162 for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
He's going to think about that.
I don't even know what that means. Here's your button, Ben.
The big guy is smoking hot.
You use that one for Rick.
All right. Let's
I use this one for it.
He's a hot guy.
I think you use the big guy smoking hot for yourself, to be honest.
I'm upset.
I am upset. I agree. All right, real quick before we wrap this up, around the horn, goal predictions.
Nuge.
Okay. Actually, I meant score predictions, but I said goal predictions. So, Tyler, I'll start with you because you're excited. Score prediction tonight against Vegas.
4-3.
4.
Oilers.
Thank you. Dan?
Oh, I got to stay on brand, what I said in the prediction before the game.
Do we have to stick with...
you got to stick with what you said. Yeah, it's 4-3 overtime for Vegas.
Well, I should note that Dan also is wearing a Las Vegas hat. It is not
Vegas
a Golden
Raiders.
Knights hat.
Raiders.
He is wearing a Las Vegas hat. Rick?
Just win, baby.
I'm going 5-2, but I'm going. I didn't get to say this on Waz's phone, but I think Leon's putting up a Hattie tonight.
I'm calling two drawn penalties for McDavid tonight.
A Leon Hattie would be nice. I'd like to see that. I'm going to say 4-2. And if you read the GDB today, you would know that I said 4-2 there, and I said it in every GDB because that's my joke. It's amazing how many people don't pick it up, Tyler. Every game I write it, 4-2 is the score, no matter what. Tyler, you okay over there? You got an ad to get through?
No, I'm clearly not okay. Everything's a shit show right now.
What did we miss this episode, Tyler? What didn't we cover?
I thought this was a good episode.
It was.
I think now that we're back, it goes a couple of ways. Now that we're back in studio, it's more enjoyable for us. It sounds better, but our nonsense, I'm not sure how well the nonsense is like.
The nonsense per 60s through
let us know with a
through
review.
The roof right now.
Yeah, like the nonsense per 60s through the roof. I don't know if the listeners like that, if they can tell what's going on in just podcast or what, but.
Do they think that we've turned into real life? Mm.
But like we keep it on the rails for the most part.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't like it, they'll let us know.
Yeah. Hit us up. ON Radio Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. I just want to know. Do you like the
Don't we have that voicemail thing too? Can they yell at us?
I mean, we do have the voicemail, but like it could be full. We haven't checked it in years.
Oh, I like taking it over for, is it like a nation real life thing? And I like,
yeah.
Should we just turn that into an ONR?
Yeah.
We'll just voicemail? Because it'd probably make more sense.
Don't tell them.
Yeah. Yeah. We just won't tell them on the other podcast.
Some people leave voicemails for ONR on there. So, I always forget.
We'll just steal those from here. All right. So next week, let's make a plan.
I can send out the link. Yeah.
Let's make a plan. Next week, we will check the voicemail. So if you want to leave us a voicemail, the link is in the Twitter bio, I think.
Probably.
It might be. Otherwise, you're going to have to go back somewhere and find it. I don't know where it is. We'll figure it out. All right. Let's shut this down. This is a train wreck. This is a mess. This is a disaster. But this is episode 163 of Oilers Nation Radio, and I want to say thank you to DoorDash, Oodle Noodle, Cornerstone Insurance, Deuce Vodka, and Buster's Pizza for making it all possible, and more importantly, you that I am speaking into your ear holes right now. Tyler, what are you face making right now? What are you doing?
My lips are super chapped. So I was stretching them out.
I just put some chapstick on you, dry. I guess.
It's been episode 163, brought to you by Oodle Noodle.
Oilers Nation Radio, episode 163 is in the books. Thanks, everybody.
Have a good week. Shout out Vicky Perlini.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Real Life Podcast. Don't want to miss any of our nonsense? Hit the subscribe button and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.